Now that the generation who could remember Armistice Day has all but gone, the things they've left behind are more important than ever. Today we're looking at how medals, letters and diaries can shed light on the lives we want to remember.
It really was a treasure trove. Life as it actually was on the Western Front for somebody who was what you might call a soldier with a difference.
That's Daphne Jones. It wasn't until her father died in 1951 that she discovered a bundle of diaries, press cuttings, sketchbooks and photographs that told the story of his service in the First World War. Our reporter Derek Tedder met Daphne at home in Wiltshire to hear about the life of bandsman Erskine Williams.
He'd been on the music hall as a little boy from the age of 8. He was a lightning cartoonist and he used to draw famous people of the day like the Queen, Prince of Wales, Disraeli, Gladstone. But he was also a talented musician. And when he grew up and joined the army in 1916, he went to the Western Front where his two skills, his music and his artistry, were invaluable.
Dear Pa and Emily, I joined the divisional band at Forceville in the Somme. When I got there, I reported to the bandmaster, Sergeant Taylor. I was glad to get into the band, for my instrument, the oboe, was the only one he had a vacancy for. I'm told band work is a very nice occupation. I had a good deal of cold shoulder at first, but this sketch I did of our billet highly amused the other chaps and helped break the ice. I'm getting quite a popularity as an artist and general painter for the divisional HQ. I do things like paint badges on helmets for the military police and sign writing as required.
But he also did the posters for the concert party, which is called the Wunny Ones, Wunny One being the 11th Division, Wunny One.
So he actually drew those? He actually drew them or painted those?
He did all kinds of things. He painted posters, he did the scenery for their concert party and for their pantomime.
So describe to me what was in the bundle.
Well, as far as his early days were concerned, there were his early diaries and also lots of press cuttings, what the reviewers thought of his act. And then, when he joined up and went to France, there were his two diaries. And most importantly, in a hard-backed exercise book, he had sent home to his father all the drawings that he had done when he was out there.